wise man once said, to truly live, you must do one thing each day that scares you. Congratulations, you're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Scary, huh?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, whatever.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
God, get off my back. Can't you listen to somebody else? What does that mean, get off my back? Why my back? What are you doing on my back? Get off my shoulders. Hey, get off my legs. What are you doing on my legs? Get off my legs. All right. Look. What do you want from me? I mean, what are you looking for here? This is a safe place. You're safe here. Don't worry about the other things. This show is a safe place. Okay? Just relax. It's going to be okay. Okay, now it's not a safe place anymore. Get the hell out of here. When I was a little kid, when I felt afraid or intimidated by my parents because they were chasing me with an axe, I would hide in the closet. Yeah, the closet was my safe place because it was a small area and I was enclosed and I thought no harm would come to me until some clothes fell off the hanger and nearly smothered me to death in that tiny closet. No more safe place for Ron. I didn't have a safe place. I'm lying. Sometimes people lie. Get used to it. Everybody lies. I do the small little lies. I've talked about this before. I don't lie big time like George Santos, that guy from New York, that representative from New York who got into Congress by lying about everything. He's still there. What the hell's wrong with this country? You lie that much? Get out of here, man. Let me tell you something. If I lied on a job application about if I went to college or not, or where I went to college, or if I had murdered somebody, if I had lied on an application and I'd started the job and they found out, wait a minute, Ron, we checked in on your application here. You lied about just about everything. I know, I really wanted the job. Well, get out of here. You're fired. Get out of here. But somehow, when we're talking about things on a higher, more important level, it doesn't matter. Just lie. It's fine. It doesn't matter to us. Doesn't make any difference. No. Hey, you stole documents. You stole government documents and kept it in your bathroom at your house. And then you lied and said you didn't have any documents, but they're in the bathroom all the time, all over the place. You lied about that. You're not allowed to do that. It's like a real, like, bad thing to do, and you can go to jail for a long time. And because that's like what you did, it's what you did. You admitted it. Yeah, but I don't want to be prosecuted. Oh, okay. We'll just wait like 10 years to do that.
Oh, yeah, just wait. Just wait.
What's with the legal system here? What are you guys doing? If somebody broke into a store and stole some CDs or some stuffed teddy bears, you'd have them arraigned the next day, and they'd have their ass in jail within 3 weeks. But you do something to disrupt the country, or at least the Constitution says you're not supposed to do it. And the law says you're not supposed to do it.
Well, I don't want to go to court. Oh, okay. I want to delay this for 7 years. Oh, okay.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? This country, man. I'm going to tell you a story, and it's not going to take long because the show's only half an hour. And tell me if you didn't go through the same thing. Please tell me if you did or you didn't. Let's see if we can bond here. When I was younger, I thought that this country, the United States of America, I believe is what they call it, they knew everything. And they would protect you and take care of you. And nothing would ever get out of hand because we had this cone of law and ethics. And nobody stepped outside of that cone of ethics. Nobody. And if you did, your ass was in jail before you could open your mouth.
Well, I wanna change my court date.
Fuck you. We ain't changing no court dates. You show up or your ass is in jail. That was the way the country ran. So people were respectful of each other and they stayed within the certain guidelines of civility. And the government knew everything. They were all powerful, all knowing. They were better than other governments, other countries. We had a military you didn't fuck with. It was like everything was cool. And when people were in government, they were taking care of you, representing you. And that was the way it was when I was growing up. Was it a facade? Perhaps. But that doesn't matter. It was the way it was. People of knowledge expended their knowledge to all of us. It was a good time. Now, somehow, this country where all men are created equal, and I believe the supposition was women too eventually, not originally. Women were not created equal. They still don't get equal pay. Why? I don't know. They have different bone structure. They have a uterus. I don't know why. But all men were created equal, and women were saying, oh, okay, whatever. Now women are created equal too, sort of. All men were never created equal, depended on the color of your skin and where you came from. They were never created equal. Maybe they're created like that, but weren't treated like that. Excuse me, I have to take some water. Water, good. Choking on phlegm, bad. So this country's been a facade of various things that never, we say things, but we don't follow them. And now the law and the justice system is just, it's just like it's a bunch of pansies. I mean, come on, treat everybody the same. Do you have enough money to defend yourself in court with a team of lawyers, a team of 20 lawyers, the best expertise in the world, who know how to get you out of anything if you pay them enough money to do that? Do you have the money? So is justice fair? No. The more money you have, the less you'll get in trouble because you can buy your way out of situations. You're being sued? We'll settle. Just pay them some of your money and they'll go away and then they can't talk about it because we do a contract. We pay them off and what is this, a mafia? You pay them off? No. No, it's not equal. You know it's not. Never was. And yet the very people that display to you that you're shit and I'm not are the ones you elect into office to represent you. What are you, nuts? What are you, nuts? Well, I'm fighting for you. No, you're not fighting for me. You're fighting for yourself. Give me a break. Stop laying this medicine upon me, which doesn't work. I don't know. And yet more than half the country falls for this crap every single day of the week. I mean, you would figure if you were scammed once, you'd say, well, it's never going to happen to me again. But no, people in this country, not so much. Other countries are no better, really. It's just that this country is a facade. I'm not putting the country down. It's the most powerful. It's the most wonderful. But it doesn't live up to what it says it is. And that's being fair and equal. And respecting each other. And having an ethics code that you actually follow. And what you do wrong and what I do wrong are treated the same. And what we do right are applauded as well. It's funny, you know, the news is not the news. The news is all the stuff that shouldn't have happened. That's what it should be called. And now the 6 o'clock stuff that shouldn't have happened report. Because news doesn't have to be all bad. People can do wonderful things. And that's also news, because that's, you know, that's news. But the news now is only the stuff that's going incredibly wrong. All the stuff that people did that were horrendously awful, that's the news. A lot of the local news stations try to end their newscast with a feel-good story, because most of the newscast is a feel-crap story. That's what the news is. Let's fill the public with all the things that went wrong.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that.
Hey, turn on that show where they have all the things that went wrong today. All the people that got murdered and died and were in great, incredible trauma. All the examples of how things aren't fair for everybody. Let's watch that show. That sounds like fun.
Because we're a screwed up society, we just are. We're a democracy, we're better off than the dictatorships, although I guarantee you there's a thing going on here in this country where dictatorship, yeah, it's like possible. It's people are going that way for some reason, I don't know. We're not electing people that represent us. We're electing people that seem strong enough to tell us what's going to be what, and that's what we must do.
I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Anyway, I said this before, I'll say it one more time. I don't want to make this show of doom or anything, but 2024 is going to be a horrendously awful year because it's an election year, presidential election year, and the circumstances have never been stranger, ever, ever. It's going to be the most messed up year of everything. And it's going to decide the direction of the country as to whether it remains a democracy of some sort or a cult. And that's sad. But here's the real problem. No matter how it turns out, no matter who becomes president, there will be an upheaval. Because now it's the norm. If something results in a certain way, don't accept it, fight it, even physically fight it. November's not going to be a sweet time for anybody. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be an upheaval. And all our favorite countries, Russia, China, North Vietnam, all those great places, Iran, those great places, who want to see this country destroyed are sitting back in their Barca lounger, retractable chairs, laughing their ass off. We didn't have to destroy them. Look, they're destroying themselves. That's my accent of other countries, by the way. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to attack them. We don't have to cause great problems and great upset and chaos. Look, they're doing it themselves. What a bunch of assholes. Yeah, that's what it looks like, kids. So, Either you're going to wake up or you're going to be steamrolled over. And that's my message for today. Ron, isn't this supposed to be a comedy show? It's supposed to be. And it usually is, but sometimes it's not. Whatever. Okay, kids. Got a commercial before I get to Morose. But I'm just saying, 2024, don't celebrate that one. There's no good outcome to that. Even if you win, it's going to be a lot of crap surrounding it. I guarantee you. We already had an insurrection. I think that was like minor compared to what could happen. I'm sorry to say this, okay? It's not my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. If I did, I'd be in jail, unlike other people. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, commercial break, and then our guest will be joining us. What do you think, huh?
Hello, this is Father Mike Slannery from the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church here in town, and I'm excited to tell you about a thrilling new addition to our monthly Friday night bingo game lineup. In addition to classic favourites like Coverall and Four Corners, we'll now be adding Full Contact Bingo. That's right, Full Contact. That's where the friendly community game you love meets the hard-hitting action of football and hockey that you crave. Is Mrs. Smith about to call bingo before you? Hit her with a cross check or crash her into the boards. I should mention that all full contact games will take place in the street hockey rink behind the parish function hall where the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Fighting Sons of Leviticus hold their matches. Protective gear is recommended and weapons are not allowed. And if you feel bad about taking out a friend or neighbour so you can win a few bucks at the bingo, I will be on hand to take your confession. That all starts next Friday night at the Parish Hall at the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church, 27 Eucharist Way, right downtown. We'll see you there.
All right, maybe not. I'm going to hold off our guest because I think I'm on a roll. I think I'm on a dinner roll here. And are we bonding in any way, by the way? Are we like in agreement on anything at all? Well, even if we're not, I guess this is interesting. Yeah, I talked about 2024, what a crap race that's going to be. It's going to be awful. Other things deserve mentioning. I'll group all the crap into one show so that when I do shows after this, they can be light and comedy and fun. As we sit here, it seems like every single week the country is about to go bankrupt. Another feather in the cap. Yep, that's what's going on. Again, Congress, the Senate, the House, all you people, you have to decide on how we're going to fund the government, or is the government going to run out of money and not pay its bills and actually default? In which case, government employees, Social Security, anything that gets a check won't get a check because we don't have any money to pay the bills. So what does Congress do? They are supposed to, every once in a while, it seems like every week, but I think it's every quarter or every half year, I don't know, they have to scrapple back and forth about whether they're going to let the country go bankrupt or not. Okay, I've had enough of this. I don't know about you, but now it just turns into another one of those chess matches. I mean, whatever happened to people getting along? Does anybody even know what that concept is? Instead of people getting along, it's how can we get something out of the other side? Or how can we make them look bad? Come on, guys and girls. And we vote these same people in all the time. These hardline schmucks that do things not for the good of the country, but for their popularity and their reelectability. It's a game to them. It's a power-hungry game. Why do you elect these people into office? Why? They're not representing you. They're screwing you over. Don't you get it?
Democrat, Republican? Yeah. Sometimes one's better than the other. I don't know. But right now, it's like the extremes seem to be running things. What happened to everybody in the middle? What happened to the middle? What's wrong with the middle? Middle's good. Extreme's bad. Because one extreme is going to piss off the other extreme and they'll never get along. The middle, they can sit down and discuss things and get things like negotiated. Whatever happened to negotiations?
Well, you're not going to get everything we want, and we're not going to get everything we want. We're going to have that in common. We're going to find the things that we both need. We're not here to destroy each other. We're not here to make each other look bad. We're here for the people so they can exist in a somewhat affable manner. Ain't going to be perfect, but it ain't going to be disastrous either. Let's find something in the middle.
Now, that's the theory, but it doesn't work that way anymore.
And is it the government, or are the people in this country really starting to get annoying? I think it's the people in the country who don't understand that not everybody is like you. Some people have different ways of living. Some people have different opinions. We got to open up the book of ethics and look up the word respect and see what you can do with it, because it ain't in the vocabulary anymore. We got rid of the word. I don't know. You can't operate like that. You can't have everything that happens some type of a chaotic catastrophe. Not everything should be an emergency. This is a country that reacts to emergencies. I don't understand what's going on. We don't follow the rules of law anymore. If we don't like something, we revolt. What? Is this a third world country, whatever that means? I don't know what the second world is, or the first. Is this a third world country?
Yeah, it kind of is.
That's horrible to hear, Ron.
I know.
But that's the direction we're going in. The strength of this country was its respectability throughout the world. Even the countries, the communist countries, even respected the democracy.
Well, how did they make that work? I don't know. I don't know, but it's working for them. They're so powerful and they're so together.
We together because I tell people what to do. That's together, isn't it?
Nah, it's different.
Democracy's a hard thing. Ain't it easy to do? It's a tough deal. A lot of things have to fall into place for it to work really well. And as I said, this country has been spouting out these wonderful things, you know. We're all created equal. Everybody's equal in the eyes of the law. All that stuff. Come on. Just because you say it doesn't make it so. It took a long time to get rid of slavery. It took a long time to get rid of women's suffrage. That didn't come overnight. That was when people finally slapped themselves in the face. I mean, it still goes on, only not in its definitive form. We have people running around this country with guns without even checking if you should have one or not. We're giving you assault weapons so you can protect yourself against your own country. What the hell? What the hell's wrong with us? I don't know if owning a gun is necessary or not. I mean, I don't. I may own one. I don't. I'm not telling you. I mean, But you know, I mean, when you got school shootings all over the place and people going to stores and getting shot and malls and stuff, I mean, other countries are saying, "What the hell's wrong with you people?
Stop doing that. Because people are out of control. And they need some guidance. They're like kids. Adults are like kids in this country. Well, they're like that in every country, too. There's rioting in the streets of Paris. Still today. Every country has its riots and its upheavals. That's okay. But your very form of government is in question? That's not okay. That's when people have to all of a sudden have a, what I call a religious smack in the face. Where God's pretty much saying to you, I created you, start acting like it's worth it. I ain't creating you anymore if this is the way you're going to act. You people don't listen to me, says God. I'm paraphrasing. I put you on the planet to do good. The hell's wrong with you people? I said a few shows ago, we're not good at humanity on this planet. We're not good at that. We're not good at taking care of business. We're just not good at it. We're not good at being human to each other. We never got that down. Since the beginning of time, we've been killing each other. We have. We kill each other. I don't like you. I'm going to kill you. I don't like your race. I'm going to annihilate you. I don't like the color of your eyes, color of your skin. I don't like your beliefs. I don't like your ideas. I don't like who you are. I'm killing you. Excuse me? War is still prevalent. Its ability to annihilate the entire planet is present. What are we doing? What are we doing here? Power. Someone created power by mistake. That's the problem. Human beings with power is lethal. It's a lethal concept for human beings to have too much power. Or to get in their heads, I'll destroy you if you stand in my way. That's not godlike, I don't think. I didn't read the whole book. That's the problem, kids. Power. Soon as you find somebody who acts like a schmuck, demeans people, tries to destroy everybody else so that they can remain on top, these countries where they have dictatorships, direct examples of power. People get off on that. Denounce it wherever you see it. That's my religion. Buddha, where are you, baby? Where are you? Come back. Show us what peace is like. Give us a taste of it again, will you please? All right, I'm out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with my usual lighthearted, sarcastic comedy show. Sorry I couldn't fulfill you today. I'm just in a mood. Have yourselves a wonderful day. You can do that. I think you can. I wish you peace.